Anyways, I'm finna run my mouth for a little bit before I take my nighttime shower. One thing I think everybody knows about me, I'm not with the bullshit, I'm not with the funny shit, I'm not with the weird shit. If that's the shit that you on, keep that shit over there, bitch, because I'm not with it. So, let me tell you a quick little story. One time I was talking to this boy, we texting. I send him a text, it doesn't deliver. I'm like, how did this bitch block me? Fuck is he on, bitch? You mad weird. Anyway, fuck it, we ball, we move. He texts me off his email. So I'm like, why are you texting me off your email? He says, oh, the phone company fucked up my phone and I tried to call them, but it was a 40-minute wait, so I just said, fuck it. Bitch, that's the dumbass, stupid-ass story you gonna try to sell me? I look like a dumbass, stupid-ass bitch? That's not what the fuck happened. What the fuck happened was, you didn't pay that goddamn phone bill, they turned that motherfucking phone off, and now you texting me off your iCloud email that's attached to your motherfucking iCloud, and that's how it's coming through because you connected your Wi-Fi. I'm not no dumbass bitch. Don't sit up here try to pee on my leg, tell me it's raining a hoe. I'm not no gullible-ass, naive-ass hoe. You can just keep real and say you ain't pay your motherfucking phone bill, which is another thing to talk about on a whole nother motherfucking day. But nonetheless, if that's the story that you want to sell me, okay, I'm gonna buy it for now. Wow, that's so crazy that they had you waiting 40 minutes. Wow, that's so crazy. So then he says, oh, can I FaceTime you tonight? I'm like, ugh, bitch. Ugh, fine. Okay, yeah, sure. He FaceTimes me. I'm on the phone with him. He's like, yeah, I'm just going through a really rough time right now in life. Like, I'm going through a rough time. We can stop right the motherfucker there. Hold on, bitch. If you going through a rough motherfucker time, why are you trying to add me to your rough motherfucker time, ho? Now, I got a rough motherfucker time because you got a rough motherfucker time, bitch. If anything, I'm going to make your rough time rougher, bitch, because now I'm annoyed that I'm in on this rough time. I didn't ask to be in on no rough time, bitch. I ain't with that shit. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, Pam. No ham. No turkey. No shade. So then I'm like, wow, yeah, no. Like, I know it's, like, really rough. Like, I get it. Rough life can be really rough at times. And he's like, yeah, nobody ever does anything for me. Nobody ever does anything for me. Grown-ass man, BT Dubs. Nobody ever does anything for me. I'm like, yeah, no, I totally get it. Like, I get it. I don't get it. So then he's like, and my mom, like, I'm really not getting along with my mom. She's such an evil, fucked up person. I'm like, not your mama. What your mama do? Now I'm in on it. Now I'm nosy. Now I want to get in your seat. I'm like, what your mama do? Oh my God. He's like, no, you don't know the half, man. Like, what she did to me is so evil and so fucked up. Like, I had to call the hotline because I just needed to talk to somebody. The hotline he's referring to is the hotline that people call when they think about ending their existence. That hotline. I'm like, whoa, what your mama do? What the hell? He's like, no, what she did to me is so fucked up. Like, it's so evil. She's so fucked up. Like, I hate her. I hate her. I said, so what'd she do? He says, she didn't pay my phone bill this month. Now, wait a goddamn minute, bitch. Now, wait a goddamn minute. Hold on, bitch. I'm hearing you correct, bitch. You took up them people's time on the hotline because your mom didn't pay your motherfucking phone bill this month. You grown-ass motherfucker, man. You were thinking, you were so dark and in the depths of the pits of hell that you were thinking about ending your existence because your mom didn't pay your phone bill. And you 30. You grown-ass motherfucker, man. And you mean to tell me you hate your mama because your mom didn't pay your phone bill? I'm like, that can't be it. That can't be it. On top of that, bitch, you done sat up here. Now you've admitted that you lied. You lied earlier when you said the phone company fucked up with your phone. Like the fuck I thought, bitch. You ain't pay that motherfucker bill. Well, your mama didn't pay that motherfucker bill. So you lied. Now you caught in the lie. But nonetheless, I'm like, whoa, that's what happened. I'm dragging it out. I'm like, that's what happened. Like, what else has she done? He's like, I mean, like, nothing really. We could stop right there, bitch. You mean to tell me you sat up here and told me you hated your mom because your mama didn't pay your motherfucking phone bill and you a grown-ass 30-year-old-ass man? You done lost your rabbit-ass mind. Girl, I put that phone on airplane mode and hung up the phone. I said, bitch, please. Girl, you got me fucked up. I'm not with the bullshit. You a grown-ass motherfucking man. You calling the motherfucking hotline for people who are thinking about jumping off the bridge because your mama didn't pay your phone bill. Oh, you got me fucked up.